For a couple of months in the lead up to Easter, I was part of a Mark drama cast. It was led by our friend Rick Crichton, who teaches at a local theological seminary. Most of the cast members were his students, with three of us coming from our organisation: Richard, who had played Jesus in October, Martha, and myself. Nigeria is a predominantly oral culture, and most people, even if they're good readers, prefer to learn orally. So instead of having us read the Mark Experiment book, he talked it through with us all. I was really impressed with how well everyone learned the material. As not really an actor, I eagerly embraced the role of Fig Tree, but then I had to turn into Pontius Pilate and stand face to face with Jesus at his trial. The performances went really well, and it was clear that many people were moved by what was presented to them. We continue hoping for two sets of performances in the North, one in Hausa and the other in English, and the two Jesus actors and the producer came down and sat in the rehearsals and first performances so they could get more of an idea of what they were trying to achieve. Looking forward, one of our biggest challenges is that people already have an idea of what drama is, so they don't always realise the level of commitment involved in the Mark drama, particularly in learning Mark's gospel in the lead up to rehearsals. We're working on ways to tackle that, such as getting casts to watch a performance before attempting to perform one, and for the Jesus actor to be someone who's been in a cast before in a different role. Although the Northern casts have postponed for now, another cast in Jos did manage to put on two performances after several delays in getting things together, and those went well. Please continue to pray for those of us involved as we work out the best way of introducing the Mark drama to church groups. Thank God for Gareth and Christy, who have both directed dramas now, and pray for those hoping to train as directors: Rick, Alana, Richard, Mike, Goma, Onyi, and myself. One woman who had only come into the church to shelter from the rain was so moved by the end that she was crying and asking God to have mercy on her, and ended up having a really good conversation with one of the cast members. So do pray for her that the Lord will continue to work in her life.